fellowship regarding the Lord's table. And to tell you the truth, I'm a little nervous. You know, it's a particular topic that's very, very important to the Lord. It's actually one of the very few meetings that's actually established in the Bible. You know, there's no such thing as a college meeting in the Bible, right? There's mentioning kind of prayer meetings, right? There's but no specifics too much on that. And there's a lot of meetings that we do that help facilitate the exercise of the Spirit in the church life, right? But the one meeting that is found very clearly in the Bible is the Lord's table. And the Lord's table has a lot of feeling, and there's a lot of significance behind such an establishment of such a meeting. And so we're going to have a little fellowship regarding that. So I'll start off a little bit more on kind of the significance and some of the places found in the Bible with regarding the Lord's table. And then our brother John Ting will also follow up and kind of get into a little bit more of participating in such fellowship. The terminology found in the Bible is actually the Lord's Supper and Lord's Table. So these two you can kind of equate to each other. The Lord's Supper is the emphasis is more on being to remember the Lord, right? And the emphasis on the Lord's table is on the fellowship of the blood and his body and to participate, the enjoyment of mutuality. Amen. So when we come together for the Lord's table, every Lord's Day, or maybe you might, maybe just on Sunday, you might not know that terminology, Lord's Day, but the reason we use that, it's also found in the Bible. On the Lord's Day, right, we are found in spirit, right? So this is the term that is found in the Bible, and this is a terminology that we like to adopt because it's in the Bible. And we know we try to stay as much as we can to the Word of God.
Amen.
So these are two terms that you've never heard. You've probably heard of Lord's Supper, but maybe not Lord's Table. I've been around a lot of different Christian groups, and not too many use the word Lord's Table. But Lord's Supper, I've seen. So these are two terms that we find in the Bible. And some passages, maybe if you have your Bibles, we're going to start getting to a lot of passages now. So get ready. Get your phones ready, your physical Bibles are even better. So we're going to go through Matthew 26, and we're going to read some verses there. So in Matthew 26, 26 through 27. If you have it, go ahead and read.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you."
Amen. So clearly we see here, right? We see the bread, and we see the cup, and we see to partake of it, right? And we see that this is his body, and this is the cup. And they gave thanks, and they said, "Drink of it, all of you." And then the next verse, it says, "For this is my blood, the covenant, which is being poured out for many for forgiveness of sins." Amen. So we can clearly see, right, that we'll get into that a little bit more about the significance of these actual, the bread and the cup. Let's go to Mark 14. 20 through to 25. Mark 14, 22 through 25. And they'll be very similar passages, but we want to hammer this home. And go ahead and when you have it.
As they were eating, he took bread and blessed it, and broke it and gave it to them, and said, "This is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant,
amen,
which is being poured out for many.
Amen.
Truly, I say to you, I shall by no means drink of the product of the vine anymore until that day when I drink it new."
Amen. And I like the next verse. And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So you can see this wasn't a John will also touch upon this, but this wasn't just a somber moment. They actually sang a hymn. They partook, and then they enjoyed. You know, the Lord's table should be, you know, it is serious. The Lord did a lot on our behalf to be able, so we can be able to partake and see this. But it should be an expression of enjoyment, gratitude, appreciation. This is the feeling that we should have. Luke 22:19-20. Go ahead.
And he took a loaf and gave thanks, and he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is being given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Amen.
And similarly, the cup after they had dined, saying, "This cup is the new covenant established in my blood, which is being poured out for you."
Amen. Hallelujah. Which is being poured out for you. Amen. And then we won't read these verses, but in Acts, we also see that the breaking of bread was actually something that they did by house to house. So here we see it doesn't have to be in a particular building, right? It could be any place that the gathering of the saints, the gathering of the called out ones, come and remember the Lord. You know, today we're in a pretty nice building, but I've been in church meetings and breaking of bread in just a simple, beat up house. If the saints are gathered and they're remembering the Lord, this is what really counts in the Lord's eyes.
Amen.
It's not regarding, I mean, this building's nice, but it doesn't have any stained glass or doesn't have too much decorations. But this doesn't really matter to the Lord. This is just a practical arrangement so we can sit and we're not sitting in 5-degree weather, right? But really what the Lord wants is actually in John 4, it says he wants the worship in spirit. This is what is really important to the Lord. So when we come to the Lord's table, it's not so much where we are, how nice the building is, and all these type of things, outward things. But really what the Lord is looking for is true worship from the Spirit. And this is really what we want. We want to worship the Lord. This morning, after this fellowship, we're going to actually partake. We're going to break bread together. We're going to take the cup together. And with the church in Rosendale. So we're going to be joining. We're going to be joining the saints. And even though they're going to be coming here, we're joining them, though, because this is not our home, right? Most of us are. No, I actually don't think anybody is from Rosendale here, right? Is anyone from Rosendale here? No, right? We're all from way far away, right? Amen. Amen. So now we're going to get into a little bit of the significance of the symbols of the bread and the cup. So we read these passages, right, of what is actually being done, right? Taking bread, breaking it, it symbolizes his body, and the cup, the wine, symbolizes the Lord's blood. So the bread, it signifies the Lord's body, which was broken for us on the cross to release his life, that we may participate in it. By participating in this life, we become the mystical body of Christ, which is also signified by the bread of the table. Hence, by partaking of the bread, we have the fellowship of the body of Christ. So when we see the bread, it's not just this little wafer. There's actually a lot of significance there that represents something. You know, when we break it, that represents the Lord being broken on our behalf. Broken on our behalf. He died on our behalf. But this isn't just to die for our sins. But it's actually to release a life, you know. Even the blood, right? The blood also signifies of the cleansing of our sins, but it also signifies blessing. It's a cup of blessing. Wonderful. I had a fresh appreciation. I think I've been in my own concept of just seeing the wine, partaking of, just saying, "Oh, thank you, Lord, for dying for my sins." Even, you know, I pray before I drink my cup. And I think for probably the last year, I've been just thanking the Lord for forgiving me. But I was brought to fresh appreciation. This is even a blessing.
Amen.
Wow. The blood is a blessing.
Amen.
It's a cup of blessing. Amen. So now we're going to get into some verses. I have a lot of feeling here with regards to what the Lord went through on our behalf, so he could be the one broken. So let's go to Mark 15. We're going to go to Mark 15, 17. Let's start with 17. Actually, how about we start with, let's start with 17 and let's read all the way down to 31. Amen. I'll just read it because it's a pretty long portion. And they clothed him in purple and wove a thorny crown and put it around his head. And they began to salute him, "Rejoice, King of the Jews." And they beat his head with a reed and spat at him. And kneeling down, they bowed before him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple and put his garments on him. And they led him out to crucify him. And they compelled a certain passerby coming from the country, Simon a Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to take up his cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is interpreted the place of skull. And they tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments, casting out lots for them to see each should take. And now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And there was an inscription of the charge against him inscribed, "The King of the Jews." And with him, they crucified two robbers, one on the right and one on the left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was counted with the lawless." And those who were passing by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ah, you who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from there, come down from the cross." Likewise, also the chief priests and the scribes mocked him with one another and said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." Lord, this is the God of the universe. He went through all this before us. Just reading this passage, I just can't believe that he went through all this just for us. I mean, this is the one that can just spoke into being the whole universe. You know, he just spoke words and the earth was created, right? Light shine. He spoke, right? He could do anything. He was spat. He was despised. He was scourged. We're gonna go into some verses. Actually, I don't think we need to go into the verses. I think that passage was sufficient. But he went through so much on our behalf. This is the God of the universe. And people are mocking him. The one passage just really got me was they saluted him. What mockery. Just, King of the Jew. Oh, you save yourself. You can't even save yourself. Lord. And this is why we have such a meeting every Lord's Day, to remember the Lord. Remember what he did for us. He really did this on our behalf. He loves every single one of us. He died for you. And I was also touched in John 19, 25 through 27. This passage here, if you want to flip to it, you can. But I'll just speak about it. He even cared for his mother while on the cross. He's on the cross. He sees his mother and the disciples. And he charges pretty much the disciples to take care of his mother. What love is that? He's there suffering. He just got scourged, whipped. I mean, you probably all, a lot of you know, the scourging wasn't just a normal whip. It was a whip. And embedded in the whip was bone, so it would be able to take the flesh out. This isn't just a spanking. No, but this is cruel punishment. The God of the universe was going on for our behalf. And he had a crown beaten into his head. He was mocked. And he's on the cross, and he cares for his mother. This is the care that he has for us. He has that same care for us. Such love for us. I think a lot of us, right, we were touched very much about the wind blowing. This is the care. That wind blowing is the care. The Lord loves us so much. He's blowing. He's arranging environments for us. That we'd be blown back here. Right? I've had a fellowship with a few brothers, you know. They were one was in California, another was in Texas. Guess what? The wind blew them back here. Because the Lord loves them. The Lord loves these brothers. He's arranging the situations that they could come back to the Lord and be back with the saints. Amen. Amen. So we also see in John 19, right? We see also this is a passage where the soldier pierced the side of the Lord, right? And out came blood and water. And this is very significant. Our brother would touch a little bit more with regards to this, you know. The blood, we talked about, right? It signifies the washing of our sins and cleansing us. And the water, right, signifies the imparting of life. This is no longer just a matter of just being cleansed from our sins, but actually we can enjoy the Lord. We can participate in this because he became the Spirit. So this also is something that we should realize in the Lord's table. You know, it's not just a somber moment, but it's also a joyful moment because the Lord did everything on our behalf. He went through such a process that we can enjoy him and he could be our life supply and he can grow in us. And this is really what the Lord is after, and this is really the importance of the Lord's table. So our brother John Ting here will continue the fellowship.
You know, our being here is not a small thing, right? Just to follow our brother, I was full of fresh appreciation this morning for what the Lord did, has gone through to bring us here. But I have a word for you this morning. What he has gone through and have been through has a glorious and marvelous ending.
Amen.
Through his death on the cross, yes, the blood was shed, water flow out, and most importantly, as his body was broken, the body of Christ was produced. Amen. Our sins were forgiven. And just to follow our brother, when we broke the bread and partake of it, we who were just sinners, sins were forgiven, and now we are becoming one body.
Amen.
And this oneness by our partaking of the bread actually satisfies God. So I will give you an example, right? So when you eat of something, when you partake of something, you become one with the food or the things that you partake. Mm-hmm. In the same way, when we partake of the bread on Lord's Day, we become one with the body of Christ.
Amen.
And because all of us partake of the one bread, all of us are being blended, being in this fellowship, entering into the fellowship of the one body of Christ.
Amen.
And this oneness satisfies the Father. As we enjoy the bread and the wine, this is not just for our own nourishment, as we remember the Lord and what he has gone through, but most importantly, we must realize we are here for God's satisfaction.
Amen.
Yes, the Lord has gone through so much for us, but we must not forget all that he has gone through was planned by the Father and must be for the satisfaction of the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, now that was the bread, correct? How about the cup? I just wanted, I have a feeling I just wanted to go a little detail about this blood. And I will read a couple of verses to you. John mentioned that this is the cup of blessing. And we see that this is from Matthew 26. However, if you read carefully in Matthew 26, verse 28, here it speaks of the blood of the covenant. And the blood of the covenant actually referenced back to Jeremiah when God made the covenant with the children of Israel. That what was the covenant? Some of you might remember this. Okay. He gave him the Ten Commandments, but after that he also said, I will write the law in your hearts. Right? I will write the law upon you and will inscribe them in your hearts. And I'll just read some verses from Jeremiah here. Okay. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Jehovah. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And they will no longer teach each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know Jehovah, for all of them will know me. From the little one among them even to the great one among them, declares Jehovah. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
Amen.
So this is the covenant. Our sins will be forgiven, and the law, right, will be inscribed in our hearts. The law, as the law of the Spirit of life, will bring us and save us to the uttermost. This is the covenant that we have. And the blood and this covenant was established through the precious blood of Christ. Without his blood, we would not be able to receive the Spirit and would not be able to receive the life of God. So today, as we come to the table, as we drink of the cup, we must have this appreciation that this blood opened the way for us to not only have our sins forgiven, but to receive all the blessing in the Spirit.
Amen.
All the blessing of this law of the Spirit of life that's saving us day by day. And with this law, there is also what? Salvation. There's peace.
Amen.
Actually, there's just God himself.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So as we partake of the bread and the wine, we must realize, okay, everything that we enjoy and partake towards back to the Father. So at the very end, we also have the worship of the Father, which really just reminds us that all that God has planned, you know, and has done, all that the Lord has done, was a plan and carried out by the Father.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I need you to stand with me here.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so may we have this fresh appreciation. Some of the ways that we can appreciate, as John mentioned, is that we will sing hymns.
Amen.
So this morning, as we enjoy the hymns, you know, may we not just, we remember what he has gone through, remember all that he has done, and today we enjoy him as the bread and as the wine. By singing hymns of praise, remembering what he has done, and also thanking him for giving us this cup of blessing,
Amen.
Which is the fulfillment of the new covenant.
Amen.
And all that the covenant and inheritance, that all that God is in his inheritance, all that God has accomplished is in his inheritance, and that have become our enjoyment. And please, as we enjoy the hymns, seeing all that the Lord has went through, we cannot be silent.
Yeah.
We need to give him the praise that he deserves.
Amen.
Some of us may come from a background where we were taught, or we were told during the Lord's table, we should keep quiet. It should be a very somber moment. Yes, as we remember the Lord, we cannot help but feel for the Lord or what he has gone through. But if we see the whole picture, right? He's going through this process. It's for a goal.
Amen. Right.
It's produce the body.
Amen.
To fulfill the new covenant.
Amen.
So that today we can enjoy by partaking of the bread and the wine and be blended into one body for his satisfaction.
Amen.
All that we experience in our Christian life, all that we have gone through, is for this. And was made possible by this.
Yes.
Can we be silent after we see that?
No.
How about I shall praise the Lord? Amen. Three times.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Amen.
He is worthy of our praise.
Amen.
Enter the gates with singing, thanksgiving, and praising.
Amen.
This morning, I really hope that we can experience this.
Amen.
In fact, we encourage all of you to praise the Lord, give him honor, thanksgiving, and the praise that he deserves. One last thing. As we know, the center of the Lord's table is the table. So you will see that for some of us who are here for the first time, this is our center. We do not come here. We're not the focus. But when we come to the Lord's table, the Lord is the focus, and what he has done for us should be the focus of our praise.
Amen.
So we arrange our seats in this way so that we can have the table in the center.
Amen.
Anyways, may we really enter into the experience of the Lord's table this morning.
Amen.
We'll give him the praises and the appreciation that he deserves.
Amen.
So we are going to start the table meeting promptly at 10. So we encourage you, if you need to use the bathroom, go quickly. If you don't need to use the restroom, let's just stay in this room, and we could start on time. That's actually one very practical way to honor
Amen.
The table meeting of the church,
Amen.
Is to be here, present your bodies, and be on time. So for the local saints, please come up. We have seats up here, and we could participate in this meeting together.